Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, get your pen and paper ready because today's show is going to be filled with a lot of different information that you're going to want to know about. Number one, we have new breaking news on Hunter Biden and how much power apparently he has over Joe Biden and policies in the United States of America. I'm going to play that for you in a moment. Also, in a new shock poll, and this is going to be very encouraging to the socialist communists of the Democratic Party. There is a new poll out that says half of Americans now actually predict that the U.S. may cease to be a democracy someday in their lifetime. This as there were some major victories for Republicans. Republicans have now won a U.S. House seat in South Texas as the first GOP win in that district in 150 plus years. That's right. Republicans have flipped this U.S. House seat in a deep blue South Texas win. It's a likely indicator of the coming red tsunami that could hit the Democratic Party this fall during the midterm elections. The Republican, Mara Flores, beat the Democrat, Dan Sanchez, in the special election for Texas's 34th Congressional District. Now, this was a seat that was previously held by Democrat Representative Vela, who stepped down earlier this year to become a lobbyist because all signs pointed to a brutal upcoming midterm election season for Democrats, and this seat is one of those. Now, before I get into any more of the insanity of these people on the left that, before they know anything, try to attack conservatives, I want to tell you real quick about legacy precious metals. You know what's happening with inflation. You know what's happening with people now talking about the idea of recession. You know what's happening with supply chain issues. And you know what's been happening with your retirement account. If you are not diversified with part of your financial strategy involving precious metals, now is the time to call the people that I use and trust, Legacy Precious Metals. You can get the free investor's guide on gold and silver, precious metal investing, and how to diversify your portfolio. We have seen that they want to raise taxes. We are seeing a skyrocketing of our national debt. And if your retirement is in only investments that are directly connected to the market, you need to take a look at Legacy Precious Metals. Call and get the free investor's guide right now from them. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at Legacy PM Investments. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Now, Flores is the first GOP candidate to represent the area of the Rio Grande Valley since 1870. The Houston Chronicle reported, adding that she is now the first congresswoman born actually in Mexico. Dave Wasserman, U.S. House editor of the nonpartisan Cook Political Report, tweeted, "I've seen enough. Myra Flores defeats Dan Sanchez in the Texas 34th special election, flipping an 84% Hispanic Rio Grande Valley seat red." Now, why did this happen? It happened because of the immigration open border policy. And in the Rio Grande Valley, they're dealing with this every day. And Hispanics that are American citizens that can vote have had enough of the country, their area of the country, literally being invaded by an unlimited number of illegal immigrants coming across the border. They also are being hurt with this economy under Joe Biden. Now, I'm going to get into a little bit more of this later because I want to go back to what I was mentioning earlier about Hunter Biden. Oh, and let me say also something else. I told you need a pen and paper today for today's show. There was another Republican win, okay? Donald Trump actually endorsed a guy by the name of Russell Fry, who has now defeated the impeachment Republican Tom Rice as well on Tuesday. This Trump-backed conservative, Russell Fry, defeated the incumbent representative, a Republican from South Carolina, in South Carolina's primary Tuesday evening, marking another successful endorsement for the former president, Donald Trump. Now, the Decision Desk headquarters projected Russell Fry is the winner of that Republican nominee for House District 7 in South Carolina, unseating the incumbent representative, Tom Rice, who was in favor of impeachment. This is a huge win. And the reason why it is a huge win is because so many people said that this could not happen and would not happen because there was a significant amount of money dumped into this race to save the incumbent. And that was, everybody said, look, he'll survive. It didn't happen. And this is another example that people are sick and tired of rhinos in this country, Republicans in name only. All right, now, I'll get to that a little bit more later, but I want to get back to what's happening now with Hunter Biden. As you know, Kathleen, his ex-wife, says that Hunter Biden always knew, quote, the benefit and the advantage of being from a prominent family. Not only did she say this in her interview, her exclusive interview she did on Good Morning America, but she also, in her new book with new excerpts coming out, opened up about her 24-year marriage to Hunter Biden. She also clearly had talked to lawyers to know what to say, saying if she's called to testify, she, quote, knows nothing. This book, I think, is obviously written for the reason to save her a double S. And many are seeing this. Republicans also are seizing on this moment in Congress. They're now asking questions. They want to know why a high-powered Hollywood attorney has lent Hunter Biden millions and millions of dollars while also providing him legal and media assistance. In a letter that has been posted by many Republicans, Representative James Comer of Kentucky requested documents from attorney Kevin Morris related to this multi-million dollar loan designed to help the president's son pay back taxes, as well as any records related to the Federal Election Commission or communications with the White House. Morris is a, quote, retired mega Hollywood attorney, as well as a novelist who has had numerous high-profile entertainment clients. He's best known for negotiating a pair of contracts totaling $1.4 billion for the creators of South Park and winning a Tony Award as a co-producer of their hit musical, The Book of Mormon. The guy is loaded. A source on Morris's legal team said Morris declined to comment on the letter at this time. The source criticized the letter, of course, coming from Congress. Now, the House Oversight Committee surely has more important matters before it these days, to say the least. This doesn't go anywhere, the source said to CBS News. Now, Comer said congressional Republicans are concerned about Morris's turn towards politics. Your sudden patronage of the president's son, enormous financial contributions to President Biden, and outsized role you are taking in defending against both congressional and criminal investigations raise serious concerns about whether you are providing in-kind contributions to President Biden's reelection efforts, wrote the congressman. He is the ranking member, minority member, on the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. Now, in April of 2021, in an interview with CBS News, Hunter Biden said he is, quote, cooperating completely with a Justice Department investigation into his finances and is 100% certain that at the end of the investigation that I will be cleared of any wrongdoing. President Biden has said that he is, quote, not involved over and over and over again in the business dealings of his son and his brother. And he said there has been no evidence has emerged to refute this. However, there clearly is. Where do we get the evidence? Literally from Hunter Biden's laptops and emails that have been exposed. During the presidential debate, Biden said in October of 2020, quote, I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. We now know that's a lie because Hunter Biden was funneling money to his father the entire time he was doing multi-million dollar business deals with the Russian oligarchs, the former mayor of Moscow's wife in Russia, doing massive business deals with Burisma in corrupt Ukraine with that oil and gas company, doing deals with major Chinese state-owned companies in China and trying to do major deals with corrupt individuals down in Mexico. Now, President Biden, again, said he was not involved in the business dealings of his son and or his brother, never even had conversations about it. We know that's a lie now. Yet, he said, I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. Well, your son certainly did, and that money funneled to you for home repairs, home remodeling, and paying other bills. In fact, in April, the White House chief of staff said, quote, the president is confident that his family did the right thing, quote unquote, adding, these are the actions of Hunter Biden and his brother. They're private matters. They don't involve the president. Well, that's also a lie. We know from the emails that without the president, none of these business deals would have ever existed or even been possible. And they certainly are something that no one at the White House is involved in. Well, that's also a lie because we know that Joe Biden actually was paying some of the legal bills for Hunter Biden when it came to the business dealings. Six figures. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I'll say it again. This idea that Joe Biden can claim and the White House can claim that he's completely separate and that there was not commingled finances between Hunter and Joe Biden based on the authentication of the laptop. It's real. Everybody admits it's real. Everything on it is real. It's obvious that Joe Biden was benefiting financially in a major way, in a big way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two 2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
right.
And then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. I want to take you back real quick to the 2020 presidential race. And there was an interview that Hunter Biden did, a one-on-one interview with Hunter Biden that he did with ABC News. The former vice president's son broke his silence on the Ukraine dealings with Burisma. And Hunter Biden was asked a very simple question about influence. Listen.
In the list that you gave me of the reasons why you're on that board, you did not list the fact that you were the son of the vice president.
Of course. Yeah. No.
What role do you think that played?
I think that it is impossible for me to be on any of the boards that I just mentioned without saying that I'm the son of the Vice President of the United States.
You were paid $50,000 a month for your position?
Look, I'm a private citizen. One thing that I don't have to do is sit here and open my kimono as it relates to how much money I make or did or didn't. But it's all been reported.
If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that that if my last name wasn't Biden.
That may be the most honest answer we've ever gotten from Hunter Biden on any of this. and he was telling the truth. Now, this is the same exact thing that his ex-wife of 24 years is also saying in her book, that she just wants to make sure you know, hey, she was just an idiot wife who never asked questions about their finances, didn't know anything, enjoyed the good life, and that was it. Hunter Biden, I don't think that there are a lot of things that would have happened in my life if my last name hadn't been Biden. You better believe it. And without his father being the vice president and the president, none of these deals would have ever have become a reality. Now, if you ask Hunter Biden if he's hiding anything, of course, he says no. This was back in 2019. We know he was lying in this ABC News exclusive interview.
By the way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he?
Hunter Biden, the son of former Vice President Joe Biden, has found himself at the center of a political firestorm.
Where's Hunter?
Where is Hunter?
Where is Hunter?
He's right here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm working and I'm living my life.
President Trump says you're in hiding.
Hiding in plain sight, I guess. Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all.
Not only was Hunter Biden in hiding, not showing up at any campaign events, doing nothing, standing next to his father, the same guy that got on Air Force One, Air Force Two, flew with his dad around the world, doing all these business deals for the Biden crime family. But then he comes and he's like, oh, I'm not hiding. I'm just living my life. Your dad's running for president and you're nowhere to be found. You're not doing any events, not a single speech, doing nothing for your dad. Now, there's a reason why, because behind the scenes, you're having to make all this money, right? You got to do all these things behind the scenes. That's what this is all about. You know, this goes back to this family, and they are constantly lying to you, and the media refuses to call them out on it. Not only does the media refuse to call them out, they help facilitate half of these lies. I'll give you the latest example. This has nothing to do with Hunter Biden. It's just an example of exactly what is so wrong with our media today. There is no record we have now been able to confirm of Biden's Naval Academy appointments that he boasted about in a speech this week. President Biden claimed at the Naval Academy graduation ceremony that he was appointed to a special position. Did the fact checkers check this out? No. It actually was people in the military that blew the whistle saying, that didn't happen. It never happened. So there is, again, no record of him being, but he can just go up there and lie. Now, can you imagine if Donald Trump did this? Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine if this was, if you had a guy like Donald Trump come out and say, you know, I got this amazing appointment at the Naval Academy one time. It was incredible. You know, I was able to do some amazing things. No record of this. Headline, President Biden claimed at the Naval Academy graduation ceremony that he was actually appointed to the military school in 1965 by the late Senator Boggs, a Republican from Delaware. But a search of Boggs' archives have failed to turn up evidence to back Joe Biden's latest claim. Curators at the Delaware Historical Association in Wilmington were able to find records of Boggs' Academy nominations for a couple of years in the early 1960s and could not locate records for either 65 or the more plausible year for Biden, 61. It would be very weird that in 1965, based on age, that Joe Biden would have been appointed. That means, barring evidence from any unlikely third party, and that is probably only Biden, who often shares incorrect or exaggerated memories, he would be the only one that would be able to stop the new ranking of this is a lie, right? A fact check. Quote, our staff devoted a large chunk of last week to this project. We hauled and sorted through a few dozen boxes from the relevant years, which proved to be a needle in a haystack proposition, as we feared, is what the chief curator told the New York Post. He said that the three-person library staff was able to find a list of Boggs Academy picks for 62 after a box-by-box search, but that Biden wasn't on that list. The congressional nomination is needed to attend the Academy, but it's unclear if Boggs nominated the candidate each year. There are basic biological or biographical problems also with Biden's claim that he was appointed in 1965. Most significantly, the fact that Biden graduated from the University of Delaware in 1965 before attending law school at Syracuse University. And the Academy doesn't grant graduate degrees, so it would be impossible in 1965 for Joe Biden to have gone to the Naval Academy or to be accepted into the Naval Academy. To be safe, however, The New York Post searched the full range of dates from 60 to 65. And it does seem extraordinarily unlikely that an appointment would have been made in 1965, given President Biden's years of, well, lying about everything he's ever done. He's also talked a lot about his 4 years at the University of Delaware, but they wanted to be thorough. Quote, we were unable to find appointments for entry in 61, 63, 64, 65. The Naval Academy, meanwhile, quote, does not keep preliminary applications and therefore would have no relevant records, the director of media relations told the Post. Biden's speech cast his supposed near enrollment at Annapolis as a laugh line, according to the president. During a 1972 Senate election debate against Boggs, the then incumbent remarked that his young challenger would have still been in the military if he went to the academy in 65, as he would have graduated in 69 and then become commissioned for 5 years. So again, another problem with Biden's story. Quote, the best line of the debate was after it's all over, the announcer of the questionnaire, who was a good guy, but supported my opponent, who was a good man as well, I might add. And he said, Senator Boggs, is there anything else you want to say? And he said, yes, just one thing. And he took the microphone. He said, you know, Joe, if you accepted my commission to my appointment to the academy, he said, you'd still have 1 year and 3 months active duty and I'd have no problem right now, Biden said. As vice president in 2010, Biden also told a slightly different version of the story at the Naval Academy's graduation that year when he spoke. In an earlier version, Biden, who graduated from high school in 61, said he was considered by Boggs. He said that happened in 1960, which also is potentially problematic because Boggs didn't become a senator until 1961, so that would be impossible as well. So I guess now you can just lie about getting into the Naval Academy. If you're the president or the vice president, you can contradict your stories, get the years wrong, and it'd be impossible for you to be enrolled in 1965. You can tell stories about your opponent that apparently never happened from back when you were running for office. Now, I say all of this to remind you that this media clearly, clearly doesn't want to look into Hunter Biden. They don't want to look into any of the information that we're talking about now. Now, this also is breaking as there is other breaking news with Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden has been caught on tape, his own tapes from his own laptop, bragging about the power that he had over his dad in the laptop audio that's now been revealed. That whatever's important to him is important to his dad because his dad thinks he's the most important guy in the world, most smartest guy in the world, right? Listen to this.
Hunter Biden caught on tape bragging about being the son of Joe Biden in newly leaked audio from his infamous laptop. Listen.
He'll talk about anything that I want him to, that he believes in. If I say this is important to me, then he will work a way in which to make it a part of his platform. My dad respects me more than he respects anyone in the world, and I have the support to know I can do anything.
Joe Costa joins us now, and Joe, because of this audio, some people are calling Hunter Biden Joe Biden's number one advisor.
Wow. I can do anything I want is what Hunter Biden is saying, and his actions actually prove it, right, guys? I mean, you look at this audio, it's incredible. The laptop from hell, it strikes again. And of course, we're going to be the only network talking about this morning, right? Just imagine if Donald Trump Jr. had a laptop like this and was saying the things that Hunter Biden is saying. Now, fortunately, there is a federal investigation happening as we speak, and when the Republican Party takes back the House in November after the midterms, you can be sure as you were born that there will be hearings not only into Hunter Biden, but the president's brother and James Biden and the president himself, the alleged big guy who took 10% of the profits from shady and possibly illegal dealings overseas. But I just find it incredible that the reporting on this is going to be so minimal. And it's almost a complete blackout. It really is the third rail of journalism. Thou shall not report on anything that Hunter Biden says about his dad or any of his dealings overseas. That includes places like China, our biggest adversary, and places like Ukraine that's currently in a war, and in Russia as well. It's a huge story. No one's talking about it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, and,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben. Donald Trump was right when he was running against Joe Biden to try to get the media to cover the Hunter Biden story. Now, remember, the media knew the story was real, and they knew it was real, and they knew it was so damning that they blacked out the story. You had Twitter that refused to allow the, and locked out the Washington, the New York Post from their Twitter after they broke the story on Hunter Biden's laptop and everything that was in it. That was problem number one. Then you had Facebook and others that said you can't share the story. Then you had other news organizations that refused to cover the story. In fact, you had some news organizations on the left that would silence any guests if they tried to bring up the Hunter Biden laptop. You had people that were silenced from social media, conservatives, if they even tried to talk about Hunter Biden. And Donald Trump, back in 2019, during that election, was trying to force the media to do their job, and the media knew the story was real. They knew the laptop was real, but they wanted to make sure that Joe Biden won. I go back to this lie, and we all know it's a lie now, what you're about to hear from Hunter Biden. I'm going to play for you Donald Trump first, and I want you to hear Hunter Biden's response. But you would think that the media would pick up the story now, right? Because they know that Hunter Biden lied on national TV in the NBC News exclusive about not talking to his dad about his business dealings. It's obvious he did. We know this from the emails. We know this from the text messages. We know this from his laptop. We know that Joe Biden knew everything about his son's business dealings, because without Joe Biden being involved in the business dealings, none of what they were accomplishing would have been possible.
Biden and his son are stone cold crooked.
The president has been on the rampage, accusing 49-year-old Biden of improperly profiting on business interests in Ukraine while his father was vice president and the point person on Ukraine, taking a seat on the board at $50,000 a month with a gas company called Burisma, which had been accused of corruption, leading to that now infamous phone call in July.
It's a very honorable call. It's a nice call.
When President Trump asked Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate the Bidens, no evidence of illegal wrongdoing has been found against either one.
I want to get to the heart of it. Did you and your father ever discuss Ukraine?
No. As I said, the only time was after a news account, and it wasn't a discussion in any way. There's no but to this. No, we never did.
Your dad said, I hope you know what you're doing.
I hope you know what you're doing.
I do.
And I said, I do. And that was literally the end of our discussion.
Why?
Because my dad was vice president of the United States. There's literally nothing as a young man or as a full-grown adult that my father in some way hasn't had influence over, as it does not serve either one of us.
When he said, I hope you know what you're doing, what did he think you were doing?
Well, he read the press reports that I joined the board of Burisma, which was a Ukrainian natural gas company. And there's been a lot of misinformation about me, not about my dad. Nobody buys that, but it buys this idea that I was unqualified to be on the board.
I love this, that I was unqualified. Nothing about my dad. No one buys that, right? No one buys that my dad is not telling the story here, right? Well, we know that that's a lie. The president of the United States of America, then Vice President Joe Biden, absolutely knew what his son was doing. They're all liars. Why do you think Simone Sanders would not answer questions about Hunter Biden's business dealings when she was representing the Biden campaign? She was representing the Biden campaign. She's on TV, on CNN, and she refused to answer questions because she knew that if she answered the question, she would be busted in a lie as well.
On explaining, and we know, and we have to come out, and you know, a lot of times when President Trump throws out these claims, we have to fact check him, and especially the claims on you know, your boss and his son are baseless. But you know, reporters keep asking Joe Biden to explain more.
By the way, I love this. I love how CNN right there, where Brooke Baldwin just says, you know, well, I mean, you know, Donald Trump throws out these ridiculous claims and they're so dumb, but we have to fact check them. And I'm basically telling the viewers, you shouldn't believe anything Donald Trump says because he's a liar. But we, our job is we have to fact check all this. But we know that Donald Trump's making it up, and we know Donald Trump's lying, even though he was totally 1000% accurate in his accusations against Hunter and Joe Biden. But even then, Simone Sanders knew, don't answer these questions.
More on his son's involvement in these companies overseas, and he gets frustrated with members of the media when they try to get those answers. Will he explain that?
Well, Brooke, we're not going to play Donald Trump's game here. The allegations, which are, frankly, they're not allegations, they're smears and lies that the Trump campaign, President Trump, and his henchman, Rudy Giuliani, have said about Vice President Biden and his son and his family are lies. They're smears, and they're unfounded, and they have been debunked. So Vice President Biden is, I mean,
Where's the follow-up there, right? Like, she just says they've been debunked. Well, have they? Because at this point, on 10-9 of 2019, they had absolutely not been debunked. She just said they've been debunked. Who debunked them? Where's the follow-up? This is what I tell you to the media. Do your damn job. None of them are. They're nothing but propagandists for the communists and the Democratic Party. This is a simple and easy follow-up that should have happened there. Immediately, Brooke Baldwin should have said, well, hold on a second. When have they been debunked? Right? Like what, you just said they've been debunked. When was it debunked? Can someone tell me that? I want to know. When was this, quote, debunked? Who debunked it? Because we didn't at CNN. I can't, you know, just let that fly, right? It should have been what was said. Like, hey, I can't let this fly. I can't just you know, let you say that something's been debunked that's not. I mean, this is breaking news. We don't know anything at this point. Certainly you can't say it's debunked. Oh, no. Let Simone Sanders keep going, because this is our way of covering Hunter Biden without having to cover Hunter Biden.
I think understandably frustrated when folks in the media, people across the country in the media, are asking questions about how Donald Trump's breach of his oath of office reflects badly on Joe Biden. That doesn't make sense. And so a couple weeks ago, you heard Vice President Biden out on the campaign trail in the gaggle. He told reporters to ask the right questions. And that is the posture that we have been taking. And that's the posture we'll continue to take, because this is not about Joe Biden.
This is not about Joe Biden, right? This is not about Joe Biden. Well, apparently, they all were lying to you. They weren't just wrong. Don't let them get away with saying that they're wrong. They weren't just wrong. They were lying to you. And they've been lying to you the entire time. And they knew that they were lying to you the entire time. I don't think this is going to end well for Hunter Biden. I say that because I think at some point he's going to probably go to jail. The question is, can you wait till after the midterms? Yes. Now, I will tell you that Democrats are starting to get tired of Hunter and Biden's story and of Joe Biden and the disaster which is happening in this economy. How do I know it? Because now Democrats are having to answer questions at the White House about the competency of Joe Biden and him running for election, re-election in 2024, which he says he is going to do. Listen to this reporting from just this morning.
Media is covering now, starting to question if President Biden should seek re-election come 2024. Here they are, finally coming to Jesus. Listen.
Think that he should run for re-election. How come?
A lot of Democrats don't believe that. They're convinced he's not going to run.
Assuming Joe Biden, given his age, decides not to run again in 2024.
Does the president have the stamina, physically and mentally, do you think, to continue on?
Joe. Now, this is literally CNN, MSNBC. They understand it's time to hedge their bets. They understand that it's really an important moment for them to get rid, as fast as they can, to get rid of this. Even Sean Hannity said it brilliantly, laughing at how long it took for Don Lemon to question the White House press secretary. He says, it's a little late, Don, but welcome to the party. You should have been asking these questions a long time ago about the competency of the president. You got to understand, Democrats right now realize just how big of a liability Joe Biden is to them and the party, and now they're willing to excommunicate him, which brings up a bigger question. Do they start to let the media do their job? Do they signal to the media, okay, now you can do your job? Now go ahead and take out Joe Biden politically. Go ahead and start reporting on Hunter Biden, because we need to make sure that Joe Biden doesn't want run for re-election, because if he does, he will destroy our chances in 2024, which seems to be actually where they're starting to head, where they're starting to lean into this concept, okay? which is a very new and unique concept for them. I want you to take a listen to what Hannity had to say on his show.
His entire administration, they are living in a fantasy world. Just listen to what White House press secretary, you know, out there touting, get this, America's historically good economy. Now think about that. Is this historically good to you? How do you feel when you fill up your tank? How do you feel when you go to the grocery store? How do you feel when you go to Lowe's and Home Depot? How do you feel when you go to the drugstore? Even McDonald's is charging a lot more. They have no choice. Take a look.
Many economists do cite the war in Ukraine and supply chain issues. We did have that before the war, supply chain issues. They also say that last year's stimulus package, which you mentioned, contributed to inflation, Karine. Does the Biden administration bear some responsibility for this?
So, first of all, the American Rescue Plan met the moment, and it has put us in a place where we can actually put us in a place where the American people feel can actually we can take on inflation.
By the way, Karine Jean-Pierre was not expecting tough questions from fake news CNN. This administration is such a disaster. Now, even Don Lemon, hardcore liberal, is actually following our lead and questioning Joe Biden's mental and physical abilities. Wow, little late, but welcome to the party. Take a look.
Does the president have the stamina, physically and mentally, do you think, to continue on even after 2024?
Don, you're asking me this question. Oh my gosh, he's the president of the United States. You know, I can't even keep.
By the way, I love that he says, oh my gosh, Don, he's the president of the United States of America. How could you possibly ask this question? Like the presidency gives you some sort of superpowers, when in reality, what we know is the presidency is more stressful than any other job, I would argue, probably in America, and can age the average man like dog years. You can't tell me that this is a ridiculous question, but they want you to believe, I guess, that if you are the president, that you're immune from aging, that you're immune from mental decline, you're immune from Alzheimer's or dementia, or whatever it may be that that Joe Biden is suffering with, right? Remember when they were talking about how deranged and radical Donald Trump was, how they were afraid that Donald Trump would have he was unhinged, and they were afraid of having the nuclear codes in his hand, right? That they need to protect and somehow harbor and protect the country from those codes. Do you remember that? Do you remember it? Because you should. Don Lemon asks a very simple and basic question about the cognitive decline that everybody can clearly see. And the White House press secretary loses it. Are you kidding me? I can't believe you're asking that. How dare you ask that? He's the president of the United States of America. Being the president doesn't actually give you any superpowers. And she knows it. But this is how you cover up for a man that's declining cognitively.
Does the president have the stamina, physically and mentally, do you think, to continue on even after 2024?
Don, you're asking me this question. Oh my gosh, he's the president of the United States. You know, I can't even keep up with it. We just got back from New Mexico. We just got back from California. That is not a question that we should be even asking.
Not a question we should be asking. The guy that can barely put two coherent sentences together. And can I call the bluff on this? She can't keep up with Joe Biden. I'm not buying that. The guy gets blown over by the wind walking up the stairway to Air Force One. The guy who gets up late, goes to bed early. A guy that called a lid at 2 p.m. today. Don, you might as well say it. Joe Biden is weak, frail, and a cognitive wreck. And you can add, if you want to be fair, we were way ahead of the curve. You can say, and Sean Hannity on Fox News was right the whole time.
I'll leave it right there. Make sure you share a podcast. Please write us a 5-star review if you're listening to this podcast so that more people will be able to find this podcast. Thank you for your support, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.